Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Level podcast, episode 98. Is that correct?
Yes.
I am your host, Eric. I am with the pride of Tampa, the pride of Brandon, Florida, the pride of Long Beach, California.
No.
The pride of Earth.
I'm the pride of nothing.
The pride of Krypton, the son of Krypton himself.
I'll take it.
Jordan Allen, the man from the Matrix.
I don't like that. There's hair on my mic.
It ain't yours.
Oh.
How you been, dude? Did you miss last week?
I'm cool. I'm chilling.
A lot to go over. We missed the whole Snyder Cut weekend.
Good.
We spent hours watching that. Longer than four. It took us like 5 or 6 hours to get through.
Did it?
Yeah, because we stopped and paused and peed and
right.
Did things.
Got food.
Yeah, got food. I mean, it was an experience that needed. We needed to understand it. We had to give Zack Snyder his day in court.
What did you come away from it understanding the Snyder Cut? Through all these years, were you one of the nerds? You're one of the nerds calling for to release the Snyder Cut.
No, I was. Whenever I first heard about the Snyder Cut, which was, I mean, it has to be around when the movie first came out, right? Like that's when the rumors started coming out.
Yeah, when he left the project and Joss Whedon was gonna finish up Justice League. I remember when the movie came out, people saying that Snyder had his version that he wanted to put out.
But that was after, right?
Yeah, it was after. After the movie came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, not right when he left the project.
Yeah, but I think, whenever I started hearing, I was like, there's no way it's much better than what we saw.
I figured it was just like additional scenes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
which is what it was.
It was that, but it was also recut and recontextualized, I guess.
Coloring and the using of the cameras and stuff.
Still a bad movie, though.
Still bad. It's better than the original. I'll give him credit for that, but it's not much better. And I wouldn't say, it's just, to me, it's just too long. It felt like a marathon. After that, I was like mentally wiped out for the next 2 days.
It was just hard to care about any characters because the whole thing was just a rushed mess.
It's a lot of the same problems I had with the original one, which was, I don't know, Wonder Woman. I'd never seen her in her own.
Wonder Woman 1 came out before Justice League. No.
Did it? I don't think it did. No.
Wonder Woman, yeah, it had to because Justice League was 2017. And Wonder Woman, I believe, was also 2017.
Anyways, Flash, we had no idea. With Batman, when Batman didn't even have his own movie, it was Batman versus Superman.
Right.
I mean, it's just hard to care about these characters. They're just banking on, you're fans of the comics. We don't need to fill you in.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's always said that they've just done the Marvel thing backwards. They started with Man of Steel and built everything off that and then went right into Batman v Superman, right into Justice League. They should have like waited and did the Flash movie first and the Cyborg movie first. I said even combine the two movies, that you could have combined a Flash and a Cyborg movie.
Yeah.
People would be, you can like set it up as a Flash movie and like weave Cyborg in it. So at least when Aquaman kind of came out, Wonder Woman came out.
Yeah.
Everyone had a chance to know every character before they got together.
Yeah.
Because this was like
backwards movie, backwards plot.
I said that it's funny how this movie benefits from a longer runtime, but it's still bad. It's weird that a movie's ever been better than the previous version by adding time, but it's still not a good movie.
Strange that people like it so much.
I guess if you're like super into, I remember when I was like in high school when I was really into Transformers, and every movie before it came out they revealed like how long the runtime was, and the longer it got, it was, they were like, Revenge of the Fallen is 2.5 hours long. I was like, cool, we'll get to see more robots. Then it was Age of Extinction, it was like 3 hours long. I'm like, cool, because I just wanted to see the robots and just I was really into it. But yeah, I mean, if you're not into it, then it's kind of a drag.
I don't know. There's a hashtag trending, like revive the Snyderverse or whatever. So they
because the whole project and everything is canceled, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think there's I just don't think there's any plans for it.
There's no plans. Yeah. And it's
even
weird,
though there is an Aquaman 2 in development.
I was gonna say it's weird. There's Aquaman 2 in development. There's a Black Adam with
the Flash movie.
Is rumored to happen, but
we're definitely gonna get another Shazam.
Shazam has The Rock as Black Adam, and they just cast Pierce Brosnan as
Dr. Fate, which is a great, I love Dr. Fate.
A movie with The Rock, Zachary Levi, and Pierce Brosnan.
Well, it'll just be Pierce Brosnan will not even be on set for that movie.
Just his voice under the helmet.
Actually, you know, doesn't he take the helmet off sometimes? But it's like very rarely he takes off that helmet. It's like a very rare occurrence. He never, because
if they cast Pierce Brosnan, they're going to show his face.
I mean, they're probably in his origin story. They'll be like, I was once
they'll Mandalorian it, and he'll wear it most of the time.
That's what I'm saying. I think
it off for like two scenes.
Oh, boy.
But,
that's
happening.
But,
and then I think
the Flash movie is happening.
The Flash
movie
is not like they haven't shot anything. They've just been like putting it all together.
Well, they haven't shot anything for like Wonder Woman or I don't think Black Adam. Have they shot anything really?
No, nothing.
Wonder
Woman and the Snyder Cut shit, like Wonder Woman, it sets up a sequel for Wonder Woman because like at the end of the movie, she finds the arrow and realizes that she like abandoned Themyscira and like it was going to lead into that. But we already got the Wonder Woman sequel, which was 1984. And it was just completely like detached from everything that happened in Suicide Squad, or I'm sorry, Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this movie complicates things more. Not to mention Martian Manhunter shows up in the middle of a scene.
He has two scenes.
He was
Martha Kent.
Martha Kent
convincing Lois to go back to work.
Right, which is a weird thing for him to do.
Weird, strange. Why would he want to do that?
And I guess like that was always the plan. Zack Snyder said that the general from Man of Steel, the guy that was Martian Manhunter, he was going to always be the through line, which I could believe. That's not too far-fetched because the voice of Martian Manhunter 2 was pretty fitting. I thought like he looked bad. The CG looked bad and the character design was kind of weird and grotesque looking. But the voice was cool.
Penis top dumb.
Penis head.
But also, you sent us the clip of how that Zack Snyder's through line with Martha what his actual plans were for, like, Lois, because Lois is the key.
Right.
The meaning behind that is that he wanted Batman to cuck Superman and sleep with Lois Lane, and he's just going to get mad. That's why he got mad. Is because of that.
It's kind of implied a little bit, but it's Lois is pregnant and they like kind of sow a little seed in the movie.
But Batman, like, I don't remember any scenes with just Ben Affleck and Lois Lane.
No, I think Zack Snyder's trying to do comic books or animated films to like complete this story.
What?
So if they do comics, I could see
they're
going to
do more movies. They're gonna do
no.
The Snyder.
Cavill's moved on in The Witcher. Ben Affleck.
He said he was willing to come back. He said that. He's on record saying that. I'm telling you, I predict another Zack Snyder DC movie.
You know what they should
do?
They should do the Man of Steel sequel, like canon from the first one, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
But like, start that as a new point, and like, you address the Justice League shit. You address more of the Superman, whatever's going on, and. I know at the epilogue of Snyder Cut, it showed like the future where Superman is
next
bad.
Justice League movie is going to be called Justice League Doomsday, and it's gonna be about the stupid desert future with him, and he's gonna continue his story.
I mean, it's different. I can say that it's a different. It's kind of like Injustice where Joker kills Lois Lane, causing Superman to go bad. It's kind of like that. But I don't know, man. It's it's just a lot. It's hard to care.
Yeah, it is very hard to care. But the people care.
You care.
I care that I think people take it way too seriously.
You keep up with it.
I'm not gonna keep up with it anymore. I'm not watching the fucking Winter Soldier and the Falcon like you are. Like some
scumbag. You watched 4 hours of Justice League, knowing you were gonna hate it.
Yes,
just to
keep
up with it, just because you have to.
No, because I know people are gonna ask. I know people, And all you, just you have to watch opinion. It. It's, I mean, it's a part of like, I don't know. It felt like it's like this has never happened before, really.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, so it was an interesting thing to watch. I had to watch it.
I said it was strange at the end. Not strange. That's not the word I'd use. But he dedicated the movie to his daughter that passed away. And that whole situation sucks. But I thought it was weird because the movie sucks ass. So it's like, why wouldn't you save that credit for like a heartfelt movie when you do like when you win your Oscar for a note and then you dedicate it to your daughter?
He's never going to win an Oscar.
Not the fucking
He's never
going
to direct a movie that people are going to think, this is amazing.
He's going to direct a 300 reboot and make it like all introspective and shit.
He's going to make a movie that has no action in it.
They were going to have the Green Lantern. They showed up in there too.
Man, that stupid long backstory of how Doomsday got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Why would they show that? Immediately, we don't think of him as that big of a deal. Like, Superman can beat him, like,
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, I remember I said that when it happened, like, watching him in a flashback get his ass kicked by all the old gods and the Green Lantern and shit. It's like, when Superman shows up, he's just going to fuck you up.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And when Superman shows up to beat Steppenwolf, he just fucks him up.
He fucking lasers his head off. Little fucking piece of head off.
The final blow was like a team effort, like Cyborg punching him or Superman punching him, Aquaman stabbing him, and then Wonder Woman cutting his head off. But Superman could have done all of that himself.
Yeah, it's like, I really don't need you guys.
What did Batman even do?
He was killing all the little bug guys on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Helping the Flash.
No more Flash in the little Russian Chernobyl family.
No more of that, no.
No more of that. They cut out all those Joss Whedon lines where Jason Momoa was like, is he mad? I think he's mad. He looks upset.
On a blue screen set.
Yep.
Yikes.
They changed a lot of the music around. They changed that Jack White, Icky Thump, Aquaman scene to some like random classical music.
Yeah, it was a nice song.
Do you like the song changes that from this Whedon, like rock and roll esque to like this classic?
Because I will say this about Zack Snyder, he does have a ear for cool 60s rock and roll music that he can put into his movies. Because he has like one of those like every movie. They usually hit pretty well.
So you're talking about the Flash one or you're talking about the Aquaman one?
I'm talking about the Aquaman. The Flash one to me was a little weird because
Is it just a little too slow of a song?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. It was just like it just didn't fit the Flash's character at all. The Flash is like some stupid, goofy kid, and like this beautiful love song is playing while he's saving this girl with like hot dogs around her.
You really got to give credit to the X-Men for the Quicksilver, Evan Peters, Magneto, time in a bottle scene.
I mean, definitely.
They got it right.
Yeah.
Because Sonic the Hedgehog copied that. This movie copied that. To an extent, I mean, the Flash's powers are a lot more different than Quicksilver's, but...
Is it? Well, I mean, Flash is could turn back time and
he can
whatever.
Turn back time, and he does have kind of electrical powers, kind of.
In this one, he does.
He can, like, generate charges and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, did you like the final sequence that they replaced from the Russian family with the Flash, like, running through time?
That was better. It was
the visual of it.
It was better. Everything was better.
Yeah.
It was just not... It was just, like, it was okay. It wasn't, like, amazing.
Now you got to watch Aquaman.
I do not have to watch Aquaman. I can't watch that. I really can't watch that.
Yeah, Jason Momoa's acting isn't that good. And
you got to see Amber Turd.
She shows up in the Suicide Squad, I keep calling it Suicide Squad. She shows up in Snyder
Cut.
Well,
they're going to kill her off immediately to start whatever the next thing is. It's going to be this big explosion and kills her immediately.
It's like a stunt person in a red wig.
Yeah, so you're going to see the back of her head like, oh no.
Yeah, and then you got your Joe Manganiello showing up as Deathstroke.
Yeah.
You don't like that guy?
I like Joe Manganiello. I mean, he was great in True Blood.
Yeah.
Played a werewolf.
I only know him from Spider-Man, the original Flash Thompson, when he punched Tobey Maguire in front of the lockers.
He's dating Sofia Vergara.
Oh, damn. Salute, my dude. Snyder Cut. I think that I said everything I needed to say. Jared Leto. Whatever. I didn't hate it. I don't green light it. To me, the best Joker of all time is still Heath Ledger, and then I think I'll give it to Joaquin Phoenix, and then probably Mark Hamill.
What?
Yeah.
You think Joaquin Phoenix is a better Joker than Mark Hamill?
No, other way around.
There you go.
Mark Hamill than Joaquin Phoenix.
How about fucking the original, dude?
Cesar Romero?
Cesar Romero's number one.
You can't even remember his name.
Cesar Romero's number one.
No, you can't remember his name. Your opinion.
He's the Joker to me, dude. No, dude. I just know him as the Joker.
He kept his mustache on under the makeup.
I'm what a legend.
You. Look it up. It was him and Eartha Kitt as Catwoman.
Man, a lot of drinking on that set.
Oh, yeah. Adam West and all those 60 Magoos.
A lot of swinging.
I keep saying Suicide Squad, but they did reveal the new James Gunn Suicide Squad trailer.
Mm.
I'll see it. It looks fine.
It's on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As well as King Kong versus Godzilla.
Which comes out next Wednesday?
Week? This
or
week?
Thursday, yeah.
What do you think of Suicide Squad? The first one's obviously not good.
Mm-hmm.
You say you're not going to care or keep up, but you're going to watch that.
I will not watch that.
The new Suicide Squad?
I will not watch any more James Gunn movies. I will not. He is in my personal movie jail.
Movie jail?
He is in my personal
Super
movie jail.
Super ruined it for you?
Yeah, like Zack Snyder is bad, but he's not in my personal movie jail. James Gunn.
Well, Zack Snyder, like 300's dope. Sucker
Ryan
Punch
Johnson
is fine.
Just got out of my personal movie jail with Knives Out. He got a little parole.
Do you like Looper from Ryan Johnson?
Not really. I thought the trailer was really good, but when I watched the movie, it just, to me, didn't really match up to what the trailer promised.
Mm.
But the only person in my movie jail that I can think of right now is James Gunn. Just because that movie, Super, he did so offensively bad.
So that ruined Guardians of the Galaxy?
Ruins and everything. The guy's a creepo.
He does have Kevin Bacon drop the hard R word.
Yeah, he wrote that.
N R word.
Yeah. No reason. It isn't like there's no contextual thing to like for him to like. That was a strange thing for that character to say.
That was the time when he got in trouble for those tweets of the boy pedophile stuff. So, I mean,
so he's in my personal movie jail. He ain't getting out.
In the Suicide Squad trailer, it shows like it says from the brilliant horrible mind of James Gunn.
It is horrible. Yeah. It's a horrible mind.
When I read it, I was like, yeah, different context now. But I mean, I like his tone and the shit that he did for Guardians of the Galaxy. So, but I can also admit that that genre of humor is like wearing thin on me. The Marvel like characters.
It's weird that he's going to come back for Guardians 3, and then he's going to be in charge of these two movies for both Marvel and DC. That's
never happened before.
But they also have the same tone.
Yep,
it's the same exact tone.
Yep, same movies.
Weird.
Except one's rated R, so like your weird school shooter people are gonna like
he's
fuck
gonna make
with that
some
one.
Strange
more.
Jokes in that movie.
Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Did you hear John Cena make jokes about eating a bunch of dicks?
Yes. Yeah, on a beach or whatever. Like that. And the lady
jokes
was
like that. Harley. Somebody on Twitter posted because there's a clip of Harley Quinn saying, "If you have personalized license plates, you go to jail or like you can't be a part of the Suicide Squad." And then they flashed back to the first Suicide Squad with Joker and the pink convertible, and it had a personalized license plate with Harley Quinn driving it.
Mm.
And so people were saying,
"Oh, it was in her car."
She contradicted. Yeah, that's what I thought too. It was the Joker's car.
She can't afford that.
Did you notice in the Snyder Cut, Joker didn't have any of those tattoos that he had?
Yeah, of course.
But is it the same Joker from the Suicide Squad movie, or is it just Jared Leto playing a similar style Joker that he played, but in a new continuity?
It's a good question. I would lean on the side that it's the Joker from Suicide Squad.
Because also in Suicide Squad, let's not forget, Ben Affleck shows up as Batman.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think it's still in the same universe. Maybe those tattoos are fake. I don't know. He's a Joker. I mean, he's crazy.
Oh, man.
Or maybe he just like got put a bunch more, like plastered himself with like paint on his face.
Did you hear him say to Batman he was going to give
maybe
him a reach
around?
Maybe
he fell in another acid bath.
Yeah. Did you hear him tell Batman he would give him a reach around?
Yeah, he called them the big tuna or whatever.
I don't like the sexual innuendos between Joker and Batman. I know that's always a subtle thing in the comics and the games, and it's like it's part of the Joker's psyche. People like to say that he's like sexualizing and fantasizing about Batman. But when Jared Leto said like "Who's gonna give you a reach around?" It felt edgy for edgy's sake for no reason. Like he's trying to purposely be sexual, but
gross.
I don't want to see anymore.
I mean, if they kissed, it'd be cool.
What if they did the whole Robert Pattinson Batman movie and Joaquin Phoenix shows up? It would fuck up continuity because it wouldn't make sense compared to the Joker, the movie. But
why not?
Because in the Joker movie, Joaquin Phoenix was, I would assume, in 40-ish.
So can't be. And Cesar Romero was old.
Robert Pattinson was, in the movie, the kid Batman was 10 or something. And Joker.
What, they haven't said what time the year this Batman movie takes place.
The new Matt Reeves Batman movie.
Yeah, it could take place in the 2000s. You don't know.
I guess you're right. We don't know if it's like current, like modern, but that movie's going to be good. Colin Farrell's Penguin. Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman.
I will hold judgment.
Matt Reeves did. He did all the Planet of the Apes movies reboots, and I think
those were okay movies.
They're great. I think
they're. I think they're good. I don't think they're great.
I think the second one is great, and I think the third one is like super solid.
They're all solid. They're all fine.
But which one's the best? Remember the third one, War of the Planet of the Apes, was with
the second one to me is the most memorable,
with the Golden Gate Bridge and the monkeys jumping off and shit. And James, it had James Franco.
No, the second, that's the first
the
one.
The second one had Jason Clarke.
Yes. And Jason Isaac Clarke. Isn't that Isaac Clarke?
No.
Jason Isaac Clarke? I'm thinking Isaac Clarke.
You know, Isaac from Dead Space?
Yeah, is his name Isaac Clarke?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Jason Isaacs was the main guy in the sequel Planet of the Apes, and it had the son.
Yes.
That played Nightcrawler in X-Men Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. That weird skinny guy.
Yeah.
He looks Russian.
That one had the fucking Toby, what's his name?
Toby Jones.
Toby Jones. He did that other monkey, what's his name, Kuba?
Oh, no, Toby Kebbell.
Toby Kebbell, yes.
Yeah, he played
Kuba. It was the bad monkey, the bad chimp.
Koba?
Koba? It was Koba. That was a good. And then they had Koba and Caesar had that fight and that like abandoned building.
It
that
had
was
the
cool.
David Oyelowo guy that played Martin Luther King in Selma.
Yes.
He was the bad guy in that. In the,
he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He was in the helicopter, and he was, like, trying to reach Koba, and Koba, like, let him fall.
Who was the guy who... Oh, it was Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson, didn't he run, like, a ape prison or something?
No, you're thinking of Malfoy.
No, wasn't... Because, like, I remember, like, in the second one, there was Jason... Like, Jason Isaacs and his family left. No, is it Isaacs?
No, his name is Jason Clarke.
Jason Clarks or whatever.
Went
with his his group into the mountains, and they had... who was it? Was it Gary Oldman?
Yes.
In the second one,
it was
right?
Gary Oldman,
okay.
That is Jason Clarke.
Jason Clarke.
We're talking about... Rise of the Planet of the Apes, for the record. But yeah, Matt Reeves did that, and those are great. I think Batman will be great. Robert Pattinson, he's great. Watch him in Good Time. Watch him in Goblet of Fire. Watch him in Twilight.
I have to watch Good Time. I haven't seen it.
Me neither. It's on the list. We watched the Eric Andre Bad Trip. Tiffany Haddish.
Bad Trip. More like good movie. Quote from Colton Bazinas.
Lil Rel Howery was somehow the straight man.
I mean, compared to who is... you want Eric Andre to play the straight man? That'd be a waste.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be a waste.
That'd be a...
You got somebody who's willing to get naked at any moment. Play the straight man? No.
It would be challenging to his professional career to like show us different versatility.
I mean, it would be a stinky movie.
And Lil Rel's the crazy getting naked guy.
That would be funny, though.
That would be funny. I feel like Lil Rel's vibe in that movie, though, was like he wasn't as on it as he was in like Get Out and Uncle Drew and his more newer stuff.
It was a hard movie, man. I mean, you're dealing with like real people.
Yeah, like
it's a real prank movie. But like Eric and Tiffany Haddish both have stand up comedy experience. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Lil Rel did some stand up.
I think he did.
But like. Tiffany Haddish was doing stand up forever. Eric was doing stand up forever and stuff, and like doing this the show itself already being experienced with pranking people on the street.
Oh yeah, on Eric Andre show.
So it was just a combination of him. It was Eric Andre and Tiffany Haddish who carried the movie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They both were awesome.
Tiffany Haddish she's fucking hilarious, man.
She went for it.
She just doesn't break character. She's good at just like.
She's good at what they call in the improv game, the yes and.
What does that mean?
She just, like, if you say something, she'll just take with
it. Yeah,
go
yeah,
with
yeah.
With it. Yeah.
Totally. She just doesn't break that, the whole thing, you know? She goes on. She can, like, turn a rant on and make it funny. And like, I know when I was in California, I think 2 years ago, my mom was there also, separate from me, and she saw Tiffany Haddish live at a show. And then I think right after that, she did that crazy show where she bombed. Tiffany Haddish bombed like really bad. I think it was on New Year's.
Yeah.
But it's harder.
She went bald after that.
I think she's always been bald.
Has she?
I think so.
Now she's dating Common, man.
Is she?
Yeah. Her
no way.
Yeah, look it up. Her and Common are dating.
Is there a picture of them both?
They were just celebrating on
a picture of them both with their bald heads.
Now she has some hair, but it's still not a lot.
Hey, shout out to her.
Tiffany Haddish and Common.
What does Tiffany Haddish have in common with Common?
That should be their
Common with Common?
Common with Common.
Shout out to Common.
Common opens up for the first time about relationship with Tiffany Haddish. I'm happy, he says.
Hey, good for him.
How Tiffany Haddish and Common found love during quarantine.
You said Tishney.
Tishney.
I know that.
Tiffany Haddish says, he makes my light shine even bigger.
Hey. That's what's up.
Good for them, dude. That's how you know Common's a good guy.
That's how you know what does that mean?
There's no comma in Common.
Why is he a good guy? Because he's dating Tiffany Haddish.
You know.
Doesn't make any sense, Eric.
He's a good guy.
Hmm.
Got to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm to get that one.
Season 900.
Season fix.
Are you going to watch Invincible? Probably not.
I don't think so. Though that clip you did show me at the end of the first episode was really interesting.
It's pretty good. People are mad about it.
Mad about what?
That the violence in that show.
What?
Because they think it's just out of nowhere. They think it's violence for violence' sake.
They read the comic
no.
book?
No. That's always That's how it goes. So they funny. Never read the comic book and they just assume. They're like, ooh,
what do you want them to do? Change the fucking story? You want them just to put in the sleeve and laser them?
The show is made by Robert Kirkman of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I mean,
Dead,
he wrote that. It was his comic book. Yeah. So,
you know, if you ever watch The Walking Dead, there's a lot of gore in that too.
God. People are so sensitive.
But somebody even said, I saw this on Twitter, some dumb idiot. They're like, DC should sue for like,
you know what? You know
rights.
What I think they're mad at? Cause they say you're a single mom and you put your son in front of the TV to put on Amazon Prime. He sees this cartoon, the sure. thumbnail is a cartoon. He watches the first episode and at the end, this superhero fucking murders in cold blood and graphic detail these people. You just, what do you do?
Yeah, he cuts people's heads off and shit.
There should be a is
there?
That's
the thing. There's a rating in front of it. It says like 18 plus on the front.
Does it say like viewer discretion be advised
yeah,
when you play it
yeah,
when you first
it has
start
all
the
warnings
episode?
On it. Yeah, I'm gonna go to it right
Let's
now.
Let's see. Jordan has the PlayStation 4 Pro launched up.
Hey, shout out to the PlayStation 4 Pro. We don't need no PS5.
Can't afford a PS5.
I can afford it. I just can't find it, and there's no use for it.
Keep
they just want your money with no games.
No, start over, dummy.
You want me to start the episode from the beginning?
Yeah,
of the
I
want to
see. I want to see if there's a
it does.
Viewer discretion advice. I gotta see it.
Oh, there's an ad. It says right there, rated 18 plus, violence, sexual content, and foul language. If you saw,
all right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Viewer discretion is advised. What do you mean? It also
it says program. It's for a seizure warning.
Yeah, it warns for seizures. But if you also look at the rating, it showed 18 plus for violence and sexual imagery. What more do you want?
It has to
read
be
the
there
shit.
On the
no,
screen.
No, read the shit, nigga.
I'm just saying, like, what are you, a little kid? When you see, like, it's not on. I don't know. I feel like it's very. It could be very glossed over. Because if you see this,
it can be glossed over. But when you see that 18 plus there, it's not. It's on the fucking.
But then, like you see, I'm like, oh, well, how bad could it be? It's a cartoon.
I feel like honestly, though, if we were kids and we saw this, it'd be fucked up, but it'd be cool. I don't
oh,
think it would have.
Yeah,
like,
but
I don't think
imagine,
it wouldn't have messed you
I'm
up.
I'm talking about like the 8-year-olds and the 6-year-olds. That'd fuck you up, sure.
I don't know. If I watched this at 8, I think I'd fuck with it.
You saw
sure,
that fucking.
Pretty
gore
sure book. I watched like Spawn and the Frank Miller's.
Yeah,
Dark
but
Knight
you're,
and
I'm
shit.
Talking about the kids growing up today.
I mean, there's no difference. If I had a son who was 8 and he watched this and he told me about it, I'd be like, what'd you think?
He was like, it was really scary.
He's gonna
he was like, he was like, I was really scary. I don't think I should have watched that.
You know what, though? I do remember a time when I was a youngster and my mom went out. She went out one night, probably to party. And I wanted to watch this alien documentary on A&E. And they had all these warnings and it's, you know, and I read it and I remember mm-hmm. being kind of nervous and I thought like, yeah, I'll watch it. And I watched the whole shit, thing. Yeah. And then at the end of the night, I was like terrified. I had to call my mom to come home because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, you don't
parents
want to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Your mom was like, fuck, what the hell are you watching?
I watched some scary alien show.
Was it like, oh God,
I don't know.
Those always scared me, though. I know what you're talking about.
Because like, they had like creepy dramatizations and weird aliens, and like women were talking about their they were pregnant and they saw some light, and then they woke up and their baby was gone from their stomach. I was like, what?
Abductions.
Hey, man.
Personal abductions.
So I guess in that case. But people were saying, people are upset about Invincible saying like, DC should sue for losing the likeness of Batman
God.
And Wonder Woman, and then getting murdered.
You think this is the first time they've
exactly
this has been this Invincible has been around since like 2011, like 2010, right?
Like that, yeah,
been around for a very long time.
It's not a new thing.
It was like a, supposed to get a like a live action adaptation for a bit, right?
It works as an Amazon show, but I will admit the animation is very cheap.
Yeah,
they cut a lot of corners. Like they put it where it matters, like in the fights. But there's a lot of like cheap shots and bullshit animation in there. Not as bad as Castlevania to me, but Castlevania just has pretty art style.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, is it time for an ad break? Are you gonna do an ad right now? There are no ads.
There are no ads. Not this week, at least. Not till we get some night school money.
Night school? You ready to get your GED?
You ready to get your GED?
What does Fat Joe say?
He gets mugged or something. He goes, "You may continue with the Pythagorean theorem."
The Pythagorean theorem.
You watched Under the Silver Lake. I recommended it a couple.
Yeah,
2 weeks, two episodes ago. I recommended it.
Eric recommended it.
What'd you think? It was a lot.
I'm not trying to get into it right now because
you're still processing. And,
well, no, people listening to this don't want to fucking hear me talk about a movie they haven't watched.
Just your overall.
It's a good movie. I think people should watch it if you're into like weird mystery kind of, you know, if you've seen it, It Follows. It's very similar to that vibe. Unsettling mystery movie starring Andrew Garfield and That 70s Show boy Topher Grace.
I mean, I don't think Topher is starring in
it. No, he's not starring in it, but he is in it.
He's in it.
A lot of cute references and Easter eggs for gamers and music and Hollywood lovers.
Top five Easter eggs in Under the Silver Lake.
Very Once Upon a Time in Hollywood-y feely. But it is on Amazon, and I do recommend it. I also got to watch Minari. That's happening.
I watched that this past week. Very good. Very good.
Shout out to Steven Yeun.
Yeah, shout out to Steven Yeun. He was awesome in it. The kid is really good.
Yes, I hear the kid's been getting a lot of praise.
Yeah, he won an award.
I also wanted to mention Steven Yeun is, I guess, the first Asian American nominated for an Oscar or best lead actor in a film, whatever. And he's also the voice of the guy in Invincible.
He's killing it.
He's out there. He's also the very first Avatar ever.
Avatar won. But I gotta say, he like this. The Minari takes place in like the 80s in like bumfuck Arkansas, but he plays like a foreign man from Korea.
Yep,
who's trying to make a better life for himself and his family. And his Korean dad vibes are very good.
Yeah,
he like you could tell he was channeling his.
You
could
tell he has a Korean dad.
Yeah, you could tell he was just doing whatever his dad did. And it worked really well. I thought it was great.
Minari reminds me of a more realistic The Witch.
The Witch.
It's like a little family. They move from a place.
The Witch.
Not a horror, but like a family moving to a new neighborhood and having to adjust, and you watch the trials and tribulations. Okay. Two different scenarios going on. One family has a witch in the woods, and the other family is in the middle of nowhere in America, and they're Asian, and it's stop Asian hate time.
reaching for that cookie on the top.
I saw an argument, not an argument, but a point that like in America we're focused on stopping Asian hate, which is a good thing, but the whole NBA like not standing up for China and the whole Muslim Uyghur internment camp thing. It's like stop Asian hate. Only in America though, it's fine over there in China. Yeah. You guys can hate. It's fucked up.
Well, they're Asian. They can hate.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucked up. Like, we don't want to piss off China, but they're doing some fucked up shit to their own people, and we're, like, keeping our mouth shut.
I mean, it's been like that, but it's like, what do you want? It's their business.
No, I understand. I understand.
It's very hard. What are you gonna do? You gonna tell the NBA, like, oh, you can't make money in China?
I understand the complexities.
It's hard. It's very difficult.
I think it's just, it makes me it makes me feel hopeless when I see people doing the Stop Asian Hate thing. And like, I understand that that's the current, you know, focus of issue when it's not Black Lives Matter, or when it's not whatever minority group's being attacked. But you have to, it's like a lot of people don't know about that other shit going on over there. So it's kind of like, I was thinking about the other day with COVID. I'm like, there was all these crazy protests in Hong Kong for like a year, and then COVID out of nowhere. That's not happening anymore. China's getting Hong Kong back, and then the Uyghur shit happened.
Well, that's been happening for a very long time.
What?
The Uyghur thing. It's been happening longer than we think, because they've always lived there. They've always been secondhand citizens.
Yeah, they lived in China, but they were moved. They were like relocated to another part of China, like the top of Mongolian area, close to Mongolia.
Tricky stuff, that other side of the world.
Tricky stuff. Stop Asian Hate, but also it's not going to stop.
Yeah, and then like, if you're wondering of what you can do to support your local Asian communities.
What can I do?
Buy some Chinese food and go to a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, I mean.
Go to a sushi place. Give back to some locally owned Asian restaurants or locally owned Asian businesses.
That's actually
what do you
want?
I mean, it does sound a little like you're out there, but it's like, I mean, if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you know, they're owned by Asians. I mean, if you go to like your local China Panda or
Panda
China
Express.
Star or New York Chinese kitchen.
You mean Panda Express?
Not Panda Express. Do not eat at Panda Express. Go eat at your local Chinese restaurant.
I'm saying Panda Express is not a Chinese owned.
No, it is not.
That's what
I'm
saying.
It's not an owned Chinese restaurant, but anything like China Star, you know, your local. I love those.
I agree.
I love the China
same
Walk.
Same here. If like when Hispanic issues or Black issues happen, go support the business. Go eat at a local Jamaican restaurant. Go eat at a soul food kitchen. That's all you can do, really.
Yeah.
Or
go to an Asian supermarket. Mix up your diet. Make some ramen, you know. Do your thing.
I'm sure there's some Asians that have some stock in Publix.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, they give stocks to everybody who works there. So
yeah,
a good amount of them could.
What about
be.
Chick-fil-A? Stop hating on LGBTQ+. But also, that chicken real good.
Now that is not a locally owned business. That's Big Chicken.
That's Big Chicken. What have you? You just been watching movies all the time? Just watching movies and shows.
Watching shows, you know. I watched all of Mindhunter season 2 again.
Nice.
I was telling you, TV is not going to get any better than that. Not for me, at least.
Mindhunter season two.
Like to me, like nothing will get better than that. I hope they make a season 3. It's still not off the table.
Do you recommend it for any Hamilton fans?
I recommend it to anybody. It's a really, if you like mystery stuff, it's great.
Mm.
You want to learn some history about serial killers and stuff about America? It's very interesting.
Did you get your vaccine yet?
I have not, but it is opening up to everybody. I think April 4th is what the plan is.
April Fools, no vaccine.
I do want to get my vaccine before I go on my trip to Seattle. Just
you
to
probably
have it.
Should.
I mean, yeah, I want to. I'm going to try it. Actively to get it. I pre-registered and everything.
You pre-ordered? Pre-ordered
my vaccine digitally.
It was funny. 6 months ago, a comedian was like, they're talking about like, oh, 6 months from now when all the vaccines are out, it'll be like the new line just dropped. Like, oh, I'm in line to get my Moderna. I'm getting my Pfizer. What did you get? It's like we're there now. Straight up pre-ordering vaccines and shit.
People do not like the Moderna.
Yeah?
Yeah, people do not want that one.
I don't know. My whole thing with the whole vaccine thing in general is like, it's a personal choice, I think, for everybody. They do whatever they want. I'm not against it.
We just got to get most of the people to take it.
Yeah. I'll be fine if I don't get it.
You should still get it. You have to get it. You got to get it.
I understand. But like I said, like I think 8th grade was my last shot for anything. Maybe.
8th grade?
Maybe.
You got to get your tetanus shot.
Yeah, all that stuff before you go to high school. And I've never left the country, so I never had to like get shots. Like,
you got to get the vaccine.
Think so?
Yeah. Just get the Johnson & Johnson. It's a one-shot thing.
Sure, I'll do that.
Because we can't have any more of these COVID variants. Because the way those get spread around is because other people who got it or had COVID and then get COVID again and mutates and can't do it. Can't have it.
Did you get your measles shot?
I think I did. I was vaccinated as a baby.
Did you get your rabies shot?
Got my rabies. Got my booster shots. A booster. I was watching videos of the Seattle airport, and it came out. It was posted August 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to see, like, a couple months after that, the world would stop.
No, August 2019.
August 2019 is...
The world stopped in March.
Yeah, a couple months.
That's not a couple months.
That's a couple months.
It's like half a year.
No, it's not.
August to March?
I would think it was like we got...
September, October, November, November, December, January, February, March. That's 7 months.
It's a couple months.
Oh, I guess.
It's a couple months.
It's like, yeah, I watched the video. I watched Terminal with Tom Hanks, and the airports were really different in 1985 than they were last month.
A couple years.
It's been a few years.
But it was weird seeing people with no masks and stuff.
Yeah. I was watching, what did I watch?
I don't think it'll ever be the same.
I watched that movie Colossal with Anne Hathaway. Weird movie, but pretty good.
And I remember I watched it when it came out. I remember much.
It was like some kaiju movie where she was controlling the kaiju, and Jason Sudeikis was a giant robot. It was weird.
Dealing with her young personal issues. And
yeah, and there's a whole scene where the kaiju is in South Korea killing a bunch of people that Anne Hathaway is controlling. And there's a lot of civilians like in South Korea that were just wearing masks and shit. And I just said the same thing. I was like, oh, yeah. It was always, quote unquote, before COVID in Korea, because they've always worn masks.
It was always a socially accepted. It's like if you're sick in Japan, like if you're sick and you didn't want to get anybody sick, you just wear the mask.
I love that. That's genius.
If you're here and you're sick, you don't wear anything. But now people are.
It's crazy that it took a pandemic though to get people to like be considerate or healthier. Like I like wearing the mask just because I'm less inclined for people to talk to me, and like I feel a little
less
bit
to be noticed.
More noted, less noticed, yeah. But
strolling into a Publix with a mask and AirPods on. Come on, man.
Genius. Although with all the school shooters on the rise, I'm like kind of a scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared to go to any store with headphones on just because like.
Yeah, you got
to
keep the volume at like, got to be at that volume at 20%.
Yeah. It's like walking down the streets of New York. Well, now with the grocery store massacres, they got to be scared of going to goddamn Publix to get a loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah, because like you can't wear AirPods and walk the streets of New York. You can't.
No.
There's too much going on you got to be aware of.
Too much.
Too much.
America. Is the country back? America.
The country is back, full swing.
Is
two it? Mass shootings. Come on.
Two mass shootings. Trump out there being a nuisance. Biden falling down some stairs.
My dad came to me and he was like, "Did you see the news?" I was like, "What? The shootings of this?"
Or
was
Biden
like,
falling?
I was like, "No, Biden fell. Are they talking about it on CNN?" I'm like,
okay, what
he
about
fell.
It?
What are they gonna say? What he fell?
It doesn't look good. I mean,
but he just fell. I mean, I know. But what's the news there?
The joke is, well, I don't know what the news is. The news is just drama. But the joke is like, you already get a lot of shit for.
He
being
was going up those
old,
stairs too fast, man.
Too
he was,
fast.
He was playing with danger.
It's like most presidents can't fall because it's just a bad look, but you really can't fall because you are.
Should have taken him. He's going to take it slow from now on. He was going too fast.
Somebody was saying just get him the escalator, like, you know.
But you know when, like, if you watch the video, like, they lead him to the stairs. He looked at those stairs like, I cannot do. I am going to fuck this. He was like.
Why not just go slow, though? Why do you have to, like, pep in his step all the way up?
For some reason, I feel like he didn't want to hold the plane up.
Because
he's Joe from Scranton,
on
man.
On the inauguration day, or, like, anytime he comes out to debate, he's always doing, like, a little jog.
God.
So he's got to, like, show that he's, like, peppy.
It's just funny that conservatives will just like take that and like that's the news. That's their news cycle for the rest of the day. Not the shootings, not
right,
the anything
right,
else,
right, right.
Not the.
I remember when Trump like slipped for a little bit. He was walking down and he slipped. Everyone gave him a lot of shit and he was like, "It's the soles of my shoes. They're slippery." Or whatever.
It's his soles, damn it! It's not the man. Don't y'all stop making fun of the man. He slipped.
Nobody seemed to care then.
Of course not. The conservatives just need something to fucking bite on, chew on.
Biden
and chew on.
Biden and Trump on.
Jump on.
Do you want to rewatch Coming to America 2?
Never in my life.
Mm.
It's a garbage movie.
Yeah.
Terrible.
When's the next time you're going to go to the movies? To watch King Kong or to watch Dune or to watch...
I don't know.
Suicide Squad.
I would watch Mr. Nobody. I would like to go see that with the Bob Odenkirk action movie. I would see that.
You would see that over Kongzilla?
Yes.
And God Kong?
Yes. God Kong.
I don't know. Maybe Fast and Furious 9. I'll go see that.
You think they closed down the 4DX theater?
I don't see why.
I mean, what are they going to be showing?
What, people are going to sit in the seats and get COVID?
Watch Back to the Future. Can
COVID stick to bicycles?
Well, technically, if you have COVID and you fart, you are spreading the you are spreading it like, and someone came over and like
touched my bike.
No, and like smelled your fart or whatever. Or came by and took a whiff of your stink cloud, they can get COVID through that.
Mm. What about eating somebody's ass?
If you fart.
Only if you fart, though.
Yes, you will get COVID. And pink eye.
Oh. I don't want that.
And then get a little mud on your helmet.
Mud on my helmet.
I heard that on a podcast. That was the most disgusting description of...
Mud on your helmet.
Yeah. You're fucking a girl in the ass, and then you pull out your dick, and you get some mud on your helmet. Oh,
God.
Disgusting.
That's gross, dude. This is an explicit episode now.
Explicit.
It's okay. It just hold me over.
Are you excited for PSVR 2?
I like the controllers. I think they look nice.
Me too.
They look comfortable and...
No, I mean, I feel like PlayStation is giving away a lot of free VR games. Or they have been, mm-hmm. I mean, through PS Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go through your PSVR library, you have a nice size library that whenever you get one, you'll have games to play on it.
I have Gary the Gull.
Yeah.
I have Moss.
Yeah, me too.
I have Astrobot.
You got Paper Beasts.
Here's the thing. I'm considering buying an Oculus Quest 2 because I want to play Half-Life and I want to play Superhot.
I mean, you can have both, right? You can play Superhot on PSVR.
But I don't have a PSVR.
You want to play it now.
I don't have a PSVR, and I don't know when a 2 is coming out, and I still got to buy a PS5.
Yeah.
And the Oculus Quest is like $300.
Put it on that Klarna. Put it on that Afterpay.
If I can.
I think you can.
Oh! I'm buying it right now.
Those interest-free payment systems that are on every like shopping website now are dangerous.
Yeah, you'll buy anything if it's $20 a week.
Oh, trust me, my bank account knows it. It knows it.
I'm looking at this Banjo-Kazooie amiibo.
Oh, no, did you fucking pay interest?
No. I bought the amiibo in full.
Okay.
I think it was like $30.
Oh, you bought it on what? You buy secondhand?
No, I bought it off Amazon or Best Buy.
It was $30?
I'm pretty sure.
Why?
Because it's Banjo and Kazooie. Also, it's 420.
Wow.
You got to celebrate. You know, like Pee Wee Herman, when he has the word of the day and everyone goes, ah, you got to do that when it's 420. Eric, it's 420.
It's 420. What do you want to do? You want to
smoke weed every day.
You want to.
Can we smoke on stream?
You want to?
No, I'm good.
All right. Don't bring it up if you're not gonna do it. Don't be.
Why don't you ever promote your streaming channel, bro? You're streaming every weekday, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m.
I wish. I can't do that. I don't know. It's hard for me to stream, man.
No, it is
it's
for
really
me too.
Hard.
My thing is like I don't consume streamers. Like I watch and consume things myself.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Not that I'm like you can't watch somebody play like.
I can watch
if somebody's
play
live streaming, I'll jump in and check it out, and then I'm out. But I'm not going to watch somebody stream a whole thing.
I've never watched anybody stream. Like, they start a stream, and I watch their stream all the way to the end.
No.
I've never done that.
I've just popped in and out.
Yeah.
It's tough, though. I don't know. I've actually been thinking about that myself. I would love to do it. I have a webcam. I have all the games set up.
You're about to get that. Jordan bought us a Sony camera, nice Sony camera that you can... If you hook it up to you can make that in webcam.
The thing is that I'd probably do just music shit. Like when Brockhampton released Buzzcut, I was gonna just talk about that, and with the camera, just Anthony Fantano it.
Yeah, get like a camera mount that you can place somewhere that is not like a camera mount that's
just a tall
attached.
Tripod.
I wouldn't. Nah, but why would you want a tripod if you could have something like that?
Yeah, like that with the camera on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love that. That's awesome.
But I don't know, like, what games? I was playing I mean, I could always stream us playing Smash Bros. That could always be an option. But I thought, like, trying to play God of War 2.
We could do, when we get the camera and stuff, we can actually live stream us playing the game with the camera on us.
And jerking off?
And jerk off. So we can have, like, a nice.
That's very immature of me.
We could, not, we can not break the Twitch rules like Airsoft Fatty did.
Bring him back.
He wants to come back. He's promised to put on a shirt.
Let him return. Directed by Ryan Johnson.
He needs the work.
Well, anything else to add? Also, I got it on Amazon, the Banjo-Kazooie thing. I just found it. It cost...
No way, it was $30.
Well, it's not even available anymore, but yeah, 32, 33, 38, 34, 42.
When did it release?
Like last week.
It's $30?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the Byleth one. But it's gone now.
You're not getting Pokemon Snap. Never mind. No. We already talked about that. Sorry, Champo.
Chapo. Chapo Champas.
Hello, Chapo.
Chumbo Wumba.
I think.
I'm not playing anything either, so I don't really. Yeah, I'm looking for that game to play, but I haven't found it yet.
That game.
I don't know what it is, but I'm looking for a game to play.
May I recommend Mario Galaxy?
That would require me to pay $60. I don't think I can even.
You can't anymore. Now. Actually, no, you can.
It's till 31st, right?
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Just go live your life, bro. Go exercise. Go do some yoga. Go under the Silver Lake Yoga.
Got a gym membership now to Anytime Fitness.
You got to go all the time.
Going tonight. Because I don't want to. I'm going to the Seattle thing and I don't want to be winded on hikes and stuff. I hate
Smart
that.
Smart man.
So I just want to
just get moving,
build
bro.
My stamina yeah. up, you know, lift a little weights, get a little stronger.
There you go. I encourage everybody.
Yeah. And it's great to go to the gym at night. I don't know. I like that feeling.
Yeah, me too. Because nobody's there.
Nobody's there. Yeah.
Take us out, bud.
Well, everybody, how many hours has this been, huh? 2 hours? Oh, almost an hour.
2 hours.
We've been talking for 3 hours. Listen.
Anything you got to tell the people? Any updates? Any finales?
Hopefully the next time, you know, hopefully we get this camera thing going by the next episode. Maybe episode 100 like we've been planning.
That was always the plan.
So it's very soon. We're at the eve. One day we're just going to post the final dawn, the last dawn.
It'll be episode 100, but episode 1.
Yeah, that's going to be 10001. We just called it. We should just.
Do we change the name?
That's a good question.
I say yes.
If you think we should change our name, let us know. Write a review on the Apple iTunes.
On the level, it was cute, but.
Write a review. If you write a 5-star review, tell us your name. 4 or 5, you know, we'll take 12. It's good. Tell us if we should change our name or not. Let us know. We're thinking about it. We'll see. We do want to get everybody's opinion on it. Enjoy your enjoy your April Fools. You know, because the next time we talk to you, April Fools will be a pest.
Yep,
April Fools is Thursday. Big day here at the on the Level House. National holiday. Take the day off of work.
Is $9 too much for a sticker?
What's a sticker?
It's Midna from Twilight Princess.
I gotta see it. Is it of quality? Where were you gonna put it?
I don't know. I just want it.
Put it on your computer.
I'm gonna buy a new tower, probably. A little square white one.
Square white. You're gonna take everything that's in there?
Yep.
Well, all right.
Yep. There's a little doll head down there.
I'll put that
in the window.
$20.
I can hang that from my car with a fake nutsack.
Get your truck nuts. Everybody, I want you to go out there and I want you to invest in Bitcoin, BitConnect. Get in the coin game. Talking to you.
See ya.
See ya. Bye. We'll be back soon. We'll keep the light on. Aloha.